We are about to enter the midday phase of primary day here in Pennsylvania. Polls opened this morning at 7 o'clock and will remain open until 8 this evening. WHYY's Tom McDonald joins us with an update on how things are going. So, Tom, how are things going?
Well, I was just out in the suburbs in Jenkintown, and we were talking to Governor Josh Shapiro. He says things are going well statewide and in the Philadelphia region. Shapiro didn't speak much like he was a candidate on the ballot, more like he was planning to be a candidate on the ballot in a couple years to run for president. Now, locally, we've got that third congressional district race. I was out in Mount Airy where there was a big turnout right at 7 o'clock in the morning, a lot of people voting for Chris Rabb up there. Of course, in North Philadelphia, you're going to have people voting for Sharif Street, and Dr. Ayla Stanford is bringing out some people. It's going to be a challenge to see who can get out the vote, how many votes they can get out, and if the traditional party system is able to push this race over the top. Kenneth?
Tom, I read a story earlier that this is going to be a test for the governor, even though he's not on the ballot. This will really test how much political clout he has in his home state. Any truth to that so far?
Well, technically, the governor is on the ballot because he's running for re-election. Now, he has no challenger on the ballot, so he's really voting for himself, and he puts himself over the top. The governor is out there pushing for candidates. He wants to make sure that there is a Democratic wave in Pennsylvania that can defeat Trump and change the House of Representatives. That's what he hopes for happens today and in November.
WHYY's Tom McDonald, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Heath, obviously a factor today. Take it easy. Drink lots of water. We have the heat advisory through tomorrow evening. We'll top out in the mid to upper 90s today. Partly cloudy tonight, going down to the mid 70s. Another hot one tomorrow with highs in the mid 90s, but then the showers will break through possibly tomorrow night.